right. And that was, of course, Fear Doesn't Stand a Chance when Stand in Your Love. Let's see if we got this on. I think we do. All right. Phone is ringing. That is great. We're looking for your calls. This is Prayer and Share, and Karen has just come back in. It's time to go back to work.
It is.
I feel like it should be lunchtime.
It almost is.
Yeah.
I just ate my breakfast. You, well, some of it.
Well, I have an apple, but it looks like a worm got in ahead of me. So have to just, you know, dissect and chop around a little bit. But that's okay. You know, with an apple, you can do that. You can just sort of trim it out.
Some people can do it. No.
You can't do that?
I'd be like, there it goes.
You wouldn't share it with the worm?
No.
Well, I won't eat what the worm's eating. Of course, it's gone. But the rest of it, well... This is day one of Prayer and Share. We're just getting started, and we've had a great start this morning. Right now at 7,577 has come in, getting our morning off to a great start. We have $800 in matching funds coming in from John from Port St. Lucie. John, thank you so much for making that available. We've had some great matching funds challenges today, Karen, already. We've had several of them.
Day one.
That is fantastic. That's great. We're well on our way here. And, you know, once we match this up, that will bring us, I think, up around $9,000. So we really need to get this 800 matched up. Give us a call. Let us know what the Lord's put in on your heart to give. Again, you may say, well, what is Prayer and Share all about? Great question. Karen's going to answer that for you.
Prayer and Share. Well, this is where we come to you twice a year in April and October. And we seek to raise the funds to keep the station on the air for another 6 months. We operate on a six-month budget, and we rely upon you, the listener, to support the station. We're a 501c3, and we operate just as your church operates. We have bills. We have light bills and all kind of bills.
Mortgage bills.
Equipment bills.
Big electric bills. Big electric bills, yeah.
Yes, and... you know, all sorts of things, like even like you would have in your house.
Everything, yeah, yeah. All
but,
of that.
But we have no outside funding or support from anyone. It all comes through programmers and you, our listeners, who make up the bulk of it.
Right.
And so every 6 months we come to you just to raise the funds to operate for the next 6 months.
All right, that was interesting. Dave was sharing his church background where he was at one time, where they actually annually take pledges from the congregates, and that's the way they develop their budget for the church in part. So that was kind of interesting. Here, we know what our budget is. Actually, we've had this now for, I think maybe this might be the third Prayer and Share. $225,000, and so that's for the next 6 months to cover the listener share support. So we are asking you to join us today. And listen, if you give $100, it's going to become $200 when we enter it in. You give $500, it's going to be $1,000. And if you want to just match up that $800, it's going to be $1,600, and we'll
that's
add
right.
that in. But if you want to give $5 or $10 or $5 a month or $25 a month, call us. Let us know what you want to give. Let's get the phones ringing. I believe we have someone on the phone right now, but we have other lines that are open and available. 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And I did just find a little earlier and entered that in, $200 from a avid listener, Gil, who is out of state right now. He's up, I don't know, maybe Connecticut or someplace up that way. But he is out of town still, but when he's here, he listens. And of course, we should talk about the app. And I understand we have some new apps and some new things coming in maybe the next very near future. So with the apps, you can listen anywhere.
That's right. And you can download your app at the, if you're on Android, through the Play Store, Google Play, and...
Apple's the same.
Did I say Android?
You said Android.
Okay, yeah. And then Apple...
Same way.
There's a difference. They have a different means. However you get your apps,
right.
You just go to that respective app to download the WCNO app. But, you know, I recently got a new phone. And this is a very inexpensive phone that used to have the WCNO app, but for some reason it doesn't.
You can't
come
find it
on my new phone.
Really?
No. It's nowhere to be found, so I'm going to have to.
Is it an Android?
Yes. I'm going to have to get a new phone.
You can certainly pull it up. There's other ways to get it.
Other than the Play Store, I don't know.
Yeah, there are other ways. You can do a search. So, some phones may not pull that right up, but you should be able to find it. And I think you can even go online and maybe search for the WCNO app. That's how I initially found mine. But it works great. But I have been given a little insight that we're in the process of updating some of these things, and very soon we're going to have some updates.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in North Carolina, I use that app to listen, to you all when you're doing Wednesday Live, and I'm out of town if I'm up there. And we try to go up a few times a year, so that works really well. We have people out of state and other states. As long as you have internet access, you can pull it up. And, of course, you can do that on your computer as well when you're in the house, and so that works well. And we'll have people tell us that they like the sort of unique mixture of ministry and music that we have here on WCNO. It's obviously different than the big corporate stations that have stations all across the country. They have, a corporate model, and every station does the same thing, basically, or very similar. Where with us, we have a lot of local programming. We have a lot of local news. We have local testimonies. And that's really great. We have testimonies of people right here from the state of Florida that God is ministering to. And I love the stories of recovery and deliverance and salvation, and we get a lot of those. It's really exciting. A lot of people listen. So why don't you step up alongside of us today and be a partner with us, and give us a call. Let us know what the Lord has put on your heart. And I know a lot of times our listeners like to be a part of the matching funds, because that moves our numbers up so much quicker. And so it's it ends up that we have someone who makes the pledge, and then someone partners. So then when we enter it all in, we end up with twice the amount of money, and that moves us forward so much quicker. And it takes us a little while to sort of get the motor going, Karen. The first day or so, it seems kind of a little slower. I think people listening are like, well, I listen to my program, but, now it's different. And what are they doing? And where are they? How much do they have?
There they are again.
Yeah, there they are again. So, okay. Why don't we go to a song, Karen? Then we'll be back in just a couple minutes. But give us a call. Phone lines are open right now. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. All My Hope.
I'm not going back. I'm not. man. Yeah. Breaks him down to his knees. Oh. I've been broken, Lord, more than a time or two.
Oh, yes, I have.
But then you picked me
picked
up.
Me
all my hope is in Jesus. Now that is a place of peace when we are actually in that place.
Absolutely.
And someone said that many will never know that Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have. And I understand that. I understand why someone would say that, because a lot of people just refuse to get it. I mean, God is reaching out into their lives. And to me, it's obvious. I can see that God is protecting, God's providing, and God is being obviously loving and gracious and merciful. But sometimes people just don't get it. And I've, you know, there's some people on my prayer list that I pray for, and sometimes I think, what is it going to take in their life to wake them up? It's like I think they're really asleep. And I know some of you may physically sleep soundly, but spiritually we need to be wide awake and to recognize that when all of our hope is in Jesus, whether you're on top of the mountain, you're praising God and everything is perfect in your world, or you're in the valley and you're getting bombed on and, you know, all hell's breaking out against you. In either case, if all your hope is in Jesus, then you have a steadfast, solid rock to stand on. And it is absolutely trustworthy to put all of your hope in Jesus. Once again, John, our friend from Port St. Lucie, renewing a monthly pledge of $100 a month, and in addition to that, making a $200 donation this morning, and that is $800, all matching funds. And Karen, we really would like to see this finished by 12 o'clock.
Yes,
really like
we
to
would.
See that. That would be awesome, which means we have 45 minutes. That is very possible, because then at 12 o'clock, we would go to a program, and I think that's with Chuck
Swindoll
coming up at 12 o'clock. So we would like to mix some more programming in, and so keep that in mind as we move along through Prayer and Share. We do like to continue to play programs, and so we will look to work those in as long as we are seeing the Father touch hearts, and you're calling in or you're sending in, letting us know what God's putting on your heart, then we'll try to move in as many programs as we can during these days of Prayer and Share. And actually, we've done a little more of that the last maybe two Prayer and Shares, and it's worked. God's actually provided quite well for us that way. And I don't know, maybe the people like to have some programming mixed in with Prayer and Share. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, we just get talking. And
we do.
You know, they're like, okay, I got to hear the word. I need some of the word.
That's right. You need some word. And Karen, you actually sit in the studio and then you zip over to the production room to answer the phone, don't you?
That's true.
And so this is sort of like a prayer and share exercise program.
Yes. Yeah, Dave, you know, when before you got here, when Tom would really get riled up.
Oh, he'd get riled up, yeah.
He'd be just...
People miss that.
I know.
They miss all that, yeah.
Is it like, he's on a racehorse,
pumping it.
Cracking the whip. So
Dave and
I would be...
Because
it was just the two
of,
Dave and I and Tom, we were the only ones here. So, the phone would ring and he would give us the look like, get out there and get that phone.
Get out there and get that phone, right?
But yeah, we got quite a bit of exercise.
Think we're too laid back now? Am I too laid back?
No, not at all.
Well, I remember Tom we'd been friends for years. Of course, he was a pastor in the city back in the early days when I was coming to pastor in the community. And so we met, we were friends, and we'd had a program in the 90s and come back. But when I actually came on, he said, why don't you come and just work some part-time, and see what you think. And so I was doing that, and then Prayer and Share was coming. And by that time, I was putting a few hours in. He said, I want you to be here for Prayer and Share. And so he kind of pulled me aside and had a one-on-one conversation and said, now listen, I can get intense during Prayer and Share. And so I said, okay, all right. And so those of you who have been a part of WCNO for a lot of years, you remember Tom Creighton, who was a dear friend and 29 years of his life right here lifting up Jesus through WCNO. And actually he left things in very good order, and it was... a real joy to be able to step in and sort of take over what God had built here.
Mm-hmm.
So, we have different personalities. Tom told me that before he left. He said, now, I know, you'll do things a little different than I have, but he said, that's okay. God made us like that. We'll be different, but we'll still get the job done for the glory of God. So I know sometimes that frenzy that would be going on with the fundraising, we don't have that all the time, but that's just because God wired me a little different.
Right.
Wired a little different.
It was really fun when he would just get going.
Oh, he'd get on over.
I could just hear noise over here, and he's yelling and telling, call. So, sometimes I would just process one after the other, one donation after the other, and not even come out and print them. And
right.
It was just crazy, but really fun.
Yeah. So now we process. We're not zipping around as, not sweating as much, but.
Well, Sherry's out there doing it.
Yeah, so and, that's it.
Yeah, she's taking the bulk of it.
And actually, back in those days, and think about it. When I think about it, it's kind of hard to imagine that I've been here over 6 years now. And actually, Tom left in June, so June was 6 years. So I'd worked, I think, about maybe 4 months, 5 months prior to that. So about 6.5 years. Time has flown by. But back at that time, our budget was $195,000, and it had been that, I guess, for a while.
It was that when I got here.
Was it really?
Yes. So, and it was that, it had to have been that same amount, 195, probably 10 years prior.
Wow.
I really think they hadn't.
So they just
It may have
right
been
there.
185 at, a little bit before I got here. But
and
still.
You've been here 10 years now?
Oh, gosh. No.
Eight? Nine?
Eight. That'll
eight
be
years. Okay.
In my eighth year.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
All right.
Who knew?
Well, I know you've been here a lot longer than me because it's six for me.
Right. And, when you end up at a place that you had no idea.
You were going to end up at.
Yeah.
Both of us ended up here like that.
Right.
I mean, that happened to both of us. And, of course, David is away. He actually has a wedding reception, I think, he's going to this morning. So he has an excused absence for a little bit.
Right.
Well, that's
so
okay.
I'm sure we're going to hear We
probably will.
Dave always has great, interesting
stories. He does. Interesting observations on what he sees. Yeah, he is a great writer, as we know with Ma and Paul, which maybe Ma and Paul will show up during prayer and share. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We'll see. Part of the adventure begins, which I was a little surprised with the theme that he came up with, but that works. Yeah.
Well, think about it. When when the Israelites crossed over into the, from the Red Sea into the new place, yeah. Mm-hmm. What an adventure. And God.
That's true.
The Lord's like, if just would follow what I'm telling, then things are going to go well for you.
It certainly was not traditional military activity to be out marching around blowing the horns.
No.
blowing ram's horn.
Right.
I'm sure at Jericho they thought these people are crazy. There's no way that we need to be concerned about them. But I guess when the walls started caving in, they got a different wake-up call pretty quick there. All right, again, you're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 11:21. We're on our way to 12 o'clock, and we have $800 in matching funds that's available right now. We now have all of our phone lines that are open. And we are looking for your call. Give us a call. We have a donation coming in. And let me see. This is from Joyce in Green Acres. There's Green Acres. Hello, Joyce. Down in Green Acres, let's see. Joyce is giving a one-time donation of $30. Thank you very much for that. And she's also lifting up a prayer request. So she's saying hi to the team. That is really great. Thanks, Joyce. And she's saying pray for her and her family. Would you lift her up, Joyce, and
sure
her family?
Will.
Sure.
Yes, Father God, we thank you for Joyce. We thank you, God, for her faithfulness to us here at the station, Lord. And we just ask, God, that you would touch and minister to her today, her and her family. Father, that your peace, your grace, your mercy, your love and protection would just permeate their household.
Amen.
Father God, that you would meet every need, that you would provide everything that they need, as your word says that you will. Thank you, God. Your word also says that to the faithful, I enjoy yourself faithful.
Amen.
And Father, we know that Joyce has been faithful to you and
faithful to
her family. And Father, we just thank you, God, that you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that she could ask or think of you.
In
Jesus' name. According to your power that's at work within her, God. And I thank you, Lord. And we just speak your blessings over her and her family today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And that phone number again is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And Joyce, your donation is, that's going to release another $30 once we're able to add all that in. And so that $30 becomes $60 right into our budget as we fully match that up. So thank you so much for that donation. Phone is ringing. Another caller's calling in. We have another line that's open. Give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Right now we have $520 remaining in matching funds, $520 remaining. And, of course, that is from our friend John up in Port St. Lucie, making that donation of renewing $100 a month as well as a $200 donation today. So all of that adds up to $800. And we're really wanting to see this done, Karen, by 12 o'clock today. So can you help us now? It would be a good thing. We just need Tom here to go, call. Yeah, right. Give us a call, right?
Call.
Yeah, there we go. Almost sounds like the McCall doing that. All right. Once again, you can go online. You can go to WCNO.com. You can give there. You can also go to your phone and you can text a donation. You can text WCNO to 24365. You can text WCNO to 24365. So we are looking for your call. Thank you, callers. Just called in, had another call. We have an open line right now, 772-221-1100. Every donation that comes in right up to that $520 will be matched up. So thank you, John, for that donation. Thank you, Joyce, for your donation. And for the caller that's online right now, looks like we have one or two donations coming in right now. Thank you very much, and we are looking for your call. I'm looking for those first-time callers, Karen. Maybe it's a little nervous to make that first call. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. It's just who's listening to the Lord at this very moment.
Yeah, well.
If the Lord is speaking to you. Yeah, maybe you've been listening just for a month, maybe even listening
that's
for
true.
A couple of months.
It's true.
You know, like last prayer and share, we had quite a few that really had been just listening for a short time.
They called in.
A lot of people that had just moved into the area. And most of us, you know, when we go to a new area, the first thing we look for is a church
yep.
and a radio station.
It's true.
And,
it's
you true. Know, if you're one of those people, or even if you're not, if you've never called before, if you've never donated to WCNO, but you enjoy the programs, you enjoy the music, then just consider supporting us.
Make an investment in the kingdom. Make an investment in the kingdom.
Yes.
And, you know, whether it's, you know, to one person, $50 may be a huge amount of money. Another might be able to give $500 or maybe mm-hmm. even $5,000, you know. And I don't know. I still believe we're going to have some of those, you know, $20,000, $30,000, and $40,000, and $50,000 donations coming
mm-hmm.
in. Because God is blessing some in his body in a tremendous way, and you're able to make those donations. I look at these donations that come into secular colleges and universities, and sometimes they're into the millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about Christian radio. If you are maybe overseeing a block of funds, a trust, maybe you're thinking about your will and how you are going to put things in order, please don't forget Christian radio. We are definitely a missional ministry. That means there are people that the church won't reach that we'll reach.
Mm-hmm.
There's people in your neighborhood that we are able to reach that that the church can't reach because they're not going to church. They're
mm-hmm.
in their cars, though, and they'll end up on our station. And there are many who are in institutions. We have people that are in prison. And what a great blessing to be able to bring the Word of God to people who are incarcerated so that their lives can be straightened out. And we get letters, we get even donations sometimes
mm-hmm.
from people who are incarcerated. And they thank us for the ministry and tell us that they listen around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
They have the radio on if they are able to do that. And they're listening, they're being encouraged, they're being built up, and they'll tell us things like, at my lowest moment, God ministered strength to me. So we are able to reach into those areas. Some of you have relatives that have no interest in hearing from you about God, but they will listen to Christian radio. And that is true on many levels. Karen, sometimes our relatives are the toughest to witness to
yeah.
because they just don't want to hear it from us, and they expect to hear it from us. But when they get into trouble, like my friend Bruce told me, he said, Jonathan, he said, long before you knew me, I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I was in trouble. And I started listening to Christian radio
wow.
because I needed help. And he said, don't forget, when people get in trouble, they will turn to God. And many of them, before they will ever think of going to church, will turn on the radio
mm-hmm.
and they will listen, or maybe turn on the TV and they will listen. So this is missional. And I say that often, that for pastors and for local churches, churches across our region, why not put WCNO in your monthly budget? And you could do that for any amount you'd want to do. But if you put WCNO into your home missions budget for, let's say, $140 a month, we would then, on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, and probably get some over the weekend too, be able to promote your church, maybe the topic, the title of your message, special events that are coming up, men's events, women's events. Churches always have things going on. And so for as little as $140 a month, you could be a partner with us, and that's called a ministry partner. And why not do that? What a great way, and what an inexpensive way to extend your ministry and reach out. You say, well, how far does that go? We cover a lot of counties. We have donations from Miami. I know I listened to our station all the way down to the port of Miami to pick my wife up. Heard it all the way clearly on the day that I went down. We have other listeners in the Miami area. All the way up to Melbourne, around Lake Okeechobee, even over in the western Bahama Islands. And one thing that blows my understanding totally out of the water is we have had a couple calls from people saying they have relatives in Cuba that on occasion have been able to catch our station. Which, that's cool.
Wow, maybe late at night.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, those sound waves travel.
AM radio, we used to do that and see that. But I'm not sure how that works, but it does have to do with you know, weather and some other conditions at times. But we have had a couple. I've had a couple reports come to me since I've been here. So, $520 remaining in matching funds at this time. The number 772-221-1100. Let's go to a song. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I want to know you more.
Forever will I seek to be. Done so much for me, for I have tasted of the goodness of the Lord, and I feasted at the table of the King. I just want to know Him more.
I just want to know
more. I just want to know Him. I just want to know Him more.
I just want to know Him more.
I just want to know Him more. Well, You've called me by Your name, and filled me with Your love. You have covered me with mercy and have showered me with blessings from above. And yet I know there's more.
Yet I know there's much more.
I hear You calling me to a place where I have never been before, where Your love I just want to know You more.
I just want to know You more.
I just want to know You more. I just want to know You more.
I just want to know
You more. I just want to know You more. Open my eyes. One day I'll see Your face. and I'll look into your eyes. And through all eternity, I'll sing your praise. And forevermore, fulfill my heart's desire. I just want to know you more.
I just want to know.
I just want to know you more. I just want to know you more.
I just want to know.
Oh, I just want to know you more and more and more. I just want to know you more.
I just want to know.
Oh, I just want to know. I just want to know you more.
I just want to know you more.
I just want to know you more.
All right, and that song, of course, is I Just Want to Know You More, or I Want to Know You More. We have had another donation come in, and this is from, let's see, I just had it in front of me. All right, Hector. And Hector is in Port St. Lucie, and Hector, once again, is giving to the Good News Station. Hector, thank you so much. Your $50 donation is going to be matched up with John from Port St. Lucie. That's awesome. And that means we are right now at $470 remaining in the matching funds. Can you help us right now? Let's get this finished out before 12 o'clock, $470 to go. And then we will be able to bring in that full $800 that was given by John. And Sherry just stepped into the studio, and she had a follow-up conversation with Joyce.
I did.
And so I believe what you just... what Joyce shared with you is very important for all of our listeners. So I think Joyce has just helped us today. What took place in that conversation?
When Joyce called, she said that she had pledged $30 last April, but she didn't have the money, but she wanted to give it now. And now we're in the new fall prayer and share. And so it just goes to prove that sometimes God gives you something later and not right away. So when you give a pledge and you don't have it, well, praise God, he's going to supply it at some time. And Joyce called to say thank you. She had the money. But then we hung up the phone, and we read her pledge over the air. Jonathan read her pledge over the air. She called back, and she said, thank you, I just heard it. So she was delighted even to hear that we acknowledge that she has been able to, by God's grace, to give.
That's awesome. Amen. That's awesome. And maybe, you know, when we used to use the colored paper to mail out, and that goes back a little while, doesn't it? Because we've changed a little. Incidentally, we haven't heard from any of our listeners if they like our logo and our new stationery, but maybe somebody will say something. But we have a great printer that gives us an awesome value for our printing. We have lowered the cost of our printing, actually, while we have raised the value, raised the image, I believe. And if, you know, if you've noticed that and you like that, then... let us know that when you call in. But Karen, this is so important. Sometimes people aren't able to give because of whatever. We should talk about that.
Yeah, you know, and you always mention that, you know, what happens if, you know, I didn't make my pledge last prayer and share, which, like in Joyce's
case. It happens, sure.
You know, somebody else always comes along to make up for it, which is, you know, why we're able to start fresh with the new prayer and share. So... you know, God knows how to work it. And
He does. He does. And this is awesome because we've just trusted God, believed God. And that's how this ministry has been here for 34 years. God has taken care of us through His people. And so that is really great. But what has happened since, at least for the last couple years, we actually have been able to meet the budget by the first of the month as we're doing the mail out. Mm-hmm. So like this month, as we were doing the mail out in September, we were able to meet the last budget by that time. So starting the 1st of September, whatever came in September, which it's like the end of, you know, the 6 months, so it's nothing like the earlier months. But whatever it is, if it's $1,000 or $5,000, whatever that amount is, that goes in toward the next prayer and share. So it actually gets us started early, which is a blessing. So if someone wasn't able to give last 6 months, able to give now, then God knows how to balance that out, mm-hmm. and that's the way it works. And so it's been a real blessing to be able to meet the budget so that the bills are paid on a consistent basis. And of course, you know, everything's gone up in price. We're talking about $195,000 was the budget for a lot of years, and now it's $225,000. But you know, after 10-15 years without raising the cost, everything went up. And so this is really kind of a small increase in consideration of how many years we've had that. And we've now had 225. I think this is maybe our third prayer and share at this amount.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, it's for a six-month budget. It's not, this is a six-month listener support that we're raising. So when you hear that, don't think, boy, $225,000, that's a lot of money. Well, it is a lot of money, but this is a six-month budget that covers salaries, it covers the cost of our facilities here, and mm-hmm. it covers everything, just like with any business or your home. And so we actually run on a very tight budget, and our staff, you may wonder, well, what does it take to make WCNO work? We're a small team here, Karen.
Yes. Just four of us.
Just four of us. That's it.
Yep.
And then we call help to our home office when we need to have Chase or someone come down to do some tech stuff for us. But
right.
Basically, the day-to-day operation, it's the team here.
And we're all part-time except for Jonathan. So
right.
It's...
And I'm on salary, so you know that's the way the station runs. And you know, you're sort of retired, David sort of retired, Sherry sort of retired, and I refuse to retire. No, I'm not quite ready to retire.
But I did want to say that you know, as far as the budget goes, Sherry's like very good with analyzing. Well, you know, she's always looking for a way for us to save money.
And has saved us a lot.
Yes, tremendously with, you know, with our mail outs.
Just going to bulk mail.
Processing.
That's saved thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah. And
it's been huge.
Yeah, so she's been, kudos to Sherry for, you know, keeping
bringing
an eye
some
on
of
those
that
things.
In. Yeah, some of that has been very beneficial. And of course, we're doing, I believe we have a much larger number of online givers now than we did, you know, when I first came in.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that will continue to increase. A lot of people like to do that online. And sometimes, you know, we'll hear from some of our family saying, you know, no mail, please. We don't want any mail at all,
mm-hmm.
Because paper can just really, you know, junk up a mailbox, I guess. But it's more stuff to go through. And we certainly do not want to waste God's money by just sending out letters. So we don't do that. So twice a year we send out a letter, let you know kind of where we are, what's going on. And this letter that I sent out was actually just a public report on our friend that gives from Hebrews chapter 13, 5 and 6. And he gives early, and he's an angel, doesn't want anyone to know who he is, and he just stops off and gives. And we do that. We, in our letters, we just bring a report of what's taking place here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
And many of you who give to this ministry have given before, and we thank all of you for doing that, because some of those are letters. I have a stack of several different envelopes that have mail from several different days. So we will bring in that mail as we are taking phone calls, Karen. So our plan is to actually give recognition to everyone who has given. And some are angels. They don't want their name mentioned, so we understand that. But basically, we want to give honor where honor's due, and we know it's all about the Lord. It's for the glory of the Lord. And we don't give last names, so nobody knows that anyway. So unless we slip up.
Yes. Which we all do.
occasionally. All right, let's give the numbers again. It's a quarter till. It sure would be great to finish off matching this up, $470 by lunchtime. Then we would go right to a program if we're able to do that.
That's right. And that number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And you can also give at the website, WCNO.com. Just look for the link where it says how ways to give, and click on that, and you can just enter your information in there. It's all secured, and you don't have to worry about stuff. It scrambles all of the information.
It does.
Once we hit that send button.
So when you call, don't expect us to have your card number from 6 months ago.
Right. Yeah.
We're not going to have it.
No, we don't know.
It disappears.
Anyone's number. And you can also give by texting WCNO to 24365.
All right. Once again, kind of a number scripture verse for the day is coming from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. And I actually want Karen to read it this time because she has a different translation than I have. And so I'll give her a second to get there. Once again, the phone number 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And where are we? Okay, we started the morning. We have a $225,000 operational budget to cover the next 6 months for our listeners' share of support. And that's where we started this morning. We right now, as of this moment, we're at $7,657. We are just 420, let's see. That's 470. We're $470 away from matching up the $800 that John is giving. And so once we've matched that, we'll bring his in, and that's going to take us over 9,000 once we've matched that up. So we really are looking to see if God's going to help us meet that by 12 o'clock. $470 to go. If you can grab a minute to make that call, maybe a $20 donation, maybe $25 a month, maybe $100 a month, call us, let us know. 772-221-1100. Let's read the scripture, Karen.
Okay, and this is, again, Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, and this is out of the Message translation. It says, don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Be relaxed with what you have. Since God assures us, I'll never let you down, never walk off and leave you, we can boldly quote, God is there, ready to help. I'm fearless no matter what. Who or what can get to me? Hallelujah.
That is absolutely awesome. That is awesome. I like that translation. Probably have you read it a couple more times before the day is out. And you know, Karen, during prayer and share, we also look for testimonies. And so if God has been working in your life over the last 6 months, and it's been a while since you talked with us, why not call us and just let us know what the Lord is doing? A lot of times we lift up prayer requests, and it's good to hear the praise reports as God works on our behalf.
Amen. And you don't know that your testimony is going to be a real help to somebody else. I like testimonies.
I do too.
I love testimonies.
I do too. And it stirs faith in other people. Other people are able to relate to that. And sometimes, I don't know if others have struggled with this, but I grew up in a church background where it sounded to me like all of the ministers pretty much had a perfect life and no problems. You know, they didn't struggle with anything. And so I was always seeing what was in the display window. I mean, you remember back when you used to go downtown and walk along, especially during holiday seasons, Christmas or whatever, and you'd see all of the things in the window, and they put their best in the window. And sometimes I think pastoral leadership, ministry leadership, presents the best, not speaking of the fact that all of us go through difficult, challenging times when our faith is stretched. And it's during those times that we meet God in a fresh and new way. And when we share those stories about our midnights, and how God turned the light on for us, that encourages other people to continue in their faith. So don't think your story isn't important.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It is. Come as you are. I love it. That's how God invites us. You don't have to get everything straight.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home, you're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face.
Come as you are. Let's get those phone numbers out. We're still right here waiting for your calls, and thank you for the calls that are coming in.
That's right. That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. And if you like Chuck Swindoll, maybe you'd like to make a donation.
We're close.
Because we could...
$470 away from bringing Chuck on. Yep. We really need to get this matched up. Mm-hmm. So we don't have indigestion over lunch. No, we're not going to have indigestion over lunch. Some days. Maybe everyone breaks the rules, bends them a little bit for lunch. Sometimes you dash out, Karen, and you come back with a snack, once in a while. And
my nutritious lunch.
Your nutritious. Right. Four course meal, right? But, No, you know, it is almost lunchtime. It's 11:55, so if you're watching the clock, that's about what time it is. And we are, of course, also aware of the fact that there is Milton that is on the other side of the state, way out in the Gulf somewhere, but it is churning up some water, and just want to bring to your attention the Martin County Board of Commissioners. They have a report that's out. Speaking of lunch, looks like we have some lunch showing up, and Keith is here. Keith is coming in. He's going to be here at 12 o'clock. So complete preparations by Tuesday evening is what we're being admonished to do, to complete the preparations by Tuesday. Make sure that your emergency supply kit is stocked and ready for you and your pets. Bring loose items in from your yard. Ensure nothing is stacked near your storm drains. Make sure they're open so that the water can flow. Make sure your gutters are cleaned out so that the water's going to be able to get away from your house. And you can sign up for Alert Martin. Alert Martin. And this is at martin.fl/alertmartin. And so this is some of the things you can do to prepare. And of course, one thing that I am always mindful of is my neighbors. I like to check in, let them know, make sure we have each other's phone numbers. And if we're going to be going, you know, through a storm, even if it's just the rain and some of the lighter winds, it's good to have contact with neighbors. Maybe someone's power goes out. Maybe your power's on. And I remember different neighbors we were bringing out. Somebody had some hamburger. Somebody had something else. We were making burgers, right, and everybody was sharing. It turned out to be a really great opportunity to get acquainted with the neighbors on our street, because during the eye of the storm, we all got out and said, okay, thank God we're halfway through it, and everybody okay, everybody's okay, and just kind of checking in. So it's good for us to, this is a good opportunity as a Christian, get acquainted with your neighbors. Stop over and say, listen, you know, a storm's coming. Just wanted to let you know that if you need something, give us a shout. Here's my phone number. And check in. Build some new relationships. Open some doors and see what God might do with that.
Amen.
It's it works.
Great idea to do that.
It works. And, you know, we've had neighbors that had some shingles blow off in the past. And, you know, we're able to give them a hand, step out, give them a hand. And so I think that's really part of the gospel, is putting some gloves on. And you were talking about what's going on up in North Carolina with that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of great ministry taking place there. The number again is 772-221-1100, and we're just a couple minutes away from 12 o'clock, and so looks like we have a wonderful friend that stepped into the studio, so we're going to be hearing a little bit of what's on his heart today. And so, Karen, if you want to go get some lunch or something, there's some pizza out there he just brought in, I believe, and we'll be able to all survive here today as we move along. I think my wife's going to be bringing some chicken in or something, maybe. But we're glad you're with us. It's right now 11:58, and you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and we're going to be jumping in just a couple minutes to the next program. All right. So if you do not have the money to make the donation today, or you're not able to get to your cards, you can make a pledge, right?
Yes, you can. If you do not have resources, you could give us a call anyway.
Amen.
And say that you would like to give a particular amount, pledge a particular amount, and then whenever those resources come available, you can send that in. But in the meantime, we would send you a letter confirming your pledge, and we'd give you a return envelope with that. So you can just send that in whenever you can, or call it in. We will not chase you. We'll not call you.
We will not.